I'm Jason Epperson. This is RV Miles, and it's time for the latest in RV and camping news. Welcome back, everybody. If you tow with a newer Jeep or Ram truck, Chrysler is recalling more than 450,000 vehicles because of a problem with the trailer tow module that could cause trailer lights and, in some Ram trucks, even trailer brakes to fail. According to federal safety regulators, the issue could prevent turn signals and brake lights on the trailer from activating. And on Ram models equipped with a built-in trailer brake controller, the trailer brakes may not function at all. That's obviously a major safety concern for anyone towing with a trailer. The recall includes several 2024 through 2026 model year vehicles, including the Ram 1500, 2500, and 3500 pickup, larger Ram cab chassis trucks, and some Jeep models. Dealers will replace the faulty tow module at no cost to owners. VIN lookup information is expected to go live on the NHTSA, National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration website, starting tomorrow, February 10th, and owner notification letters are scheduled to begin mailing in late March. Camping in British Columbia is about to get more expensive if you're visiting from outside the province. BC Parks announced a new $20 non-resident fee that will take effect in May of 2026, adding an extra charge on top of regular camping costs for out-of-province visitors. The fee applies to both front country and back country campsites, as well as cabins and even mooring buoys and docks. Park officials say the move comes as record visitation, about 27 million visitors a year, puts increasing pressure on trails, campgrounds, and infrastructure, along with damage from wildfires and extreme weather. At the same time, BC Parks is also raising base camping fees at many high-demand locations for the first time in about a decade. Some front country sites could climb as high as $51 Canadian per night during peak season without the $20 fee, while backcountry fees may rise to as much as $25 per person per night. Tiffin Motorhomes is making a significant manufacturing shift. The luxury RV builder announced plans to move all of its Class C motorhome production to its main campus in Red Bay, Alabama, with the transition expected to happen in May of this year. According to the company, the move is designed to centralize operations and improve efficiency by bringing Class A, B, and C production together under one flagship facility. The Red Bay campus will now feature dedicated lines for each motorhome segment, which Tiffin says should help streamline manufacturing and maintain quality. Tiffin is owned by Thor Industries, who also announced last year that Integra Diesel Class A motorhomes would move production from Indiana to Tiffin's Red Bay campus. It's part of a broader trend we're seeing in the RV industry right now, manufacturers consolidating operations to control costs as the market continues to shift after the pandemic boom. We'll keep an eye on whether this leads to any lineup changes as that May 2026 transition gets closer. RV Miles is sponsored by Liquified. Eliminate black tank woes with Liquified RV Toilet Treatment, the ultimate enzyme-based solution. Their powerful formula simplifies waste management by breaking down solid waste and toilet paper, erasing foul odors, and ensuring smooth tank dumping. Designed with fellow RV enthusiasts in mind, Liquified offers a clean, fresh-smelling experience that keeps your RV adventures stress-free. Head over to liquifiedrv.com to grab yours today. Cruise America is gearing up for summer with a major fleet refresh. The RV rental giant says it's adding more than 1,000 new motorhomes across North America as part of an effort to keep its lineup modern and reliable heading into the busy travel season. According to the company, new units could start arriving as early as March, while older vehicles are gradually rotated out of service. Cruise America says the goal is to maintain affordable pricing while improving the overall rental experience. Cruise America is also expanding its one-way rental options. The company says more travelers want the flexibility to start and end trips in different cities, and they're opening up additional routing options to meet that demand. If you've ever wanted to fly across country and take a long road trip back, that's the kind of shift they're leaning into. One of the most recognizable names in outdoor apparel is hitting a rough patch. The company that operates Eddie Bauer's brick-and-mortar stores in the U.S. and Canada has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and has already begun liquidation sales at roughly 175 locations. Now, this doesn't mean the Eddie Bauer brand itself is disappearing. That company's really a shell of what it used to be, but it's mostly licensed out by Authentic Brands Group, who still owns the brand's intellectual property. That means we could see the name licensed out more, like we do with the Eddie Bauer RVs that Camping World stores sell. Or you could see stores open under a different structure if a buyer steps in. According to the company, declining sales, supply chain issues, inflation, and tariff uncertainty all contributed to the filing. Eddie Bauer has long been one of those accessible mid-price gear brands that you could find in almost any mall. In fact, I think a lot of the mall ownership chains own part of the company that operates Eddie Bauer. If liquidation sales continue, you might see some deep discounts in the short term, but the company says it is pursuing a sale that could halt the shutdowns, so this story isn't quite finished yet. February is kicking off with slightly higher fuel prices, according to AAA. The national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is up 10 cents over the same day last month at $2.89 a gallon. Gasoline demand is down as fewer drivers hit the road during the recent winter storms, but this is the time of year when pump prices start nudging slightly higher as spring approaches and refineries start moving towards switching to summer blend gasoline production. Current prices remain below the same period last year when the national average was $3.12. Diesel is up 11 cents per gallon from a month ago at $3.63, which is 3 cents below the same day last year. North Dakota is debuting major campground expansions at two state parks this summer. Rough Rider State Park, just south of Medora, the gateway to Theodore Roosevelt National Park, is nearly finished with a large campground expansion that will roughly double the number of campsites. The project also adds new amenities and a permanent park office, with construction having started last August. At the same time, Pembina Gorge State Park on the Canadian border is getting an entirely new campground. Plans call for about 50 sites, additional walk-in tent sites, and eventually overnight cabins as well. A big upgrade for one of the most scenic but underdeveloped park areas in the state. State officials say both projects should be completed by late spring or early summer, just in time for peak camping season. Love's Travel Stops are planning a big few years of expansion, and RVers are a major part of the strategy. The company says it will invest $700 million in 2026 to build new locations, remodel existing stores, and expand amenities across its nationwide network. By 2035, half of Love's stores should be new or remodeled. 23 new Love's RV stops are a part of the plan. Those are Love's sort of quick overnight campgrounds, and they'll bring roughly 150 new RV hookups online. That would push Love's RV network to more than 140 locations and around 2,000 total hookup sites across the country, continuing the company's push to become a reliable overnight stop along major highways. Love's also plans to start selling RV tires and batteries this spring at nearly 80 locations with truck care centers, which could make roadside fixes a little easier for travelers who need parts on the fly. Beyond RV-specific upgrades, the company says it will open 20 new locations, remodel dozens more, and roll out an updated loyalty program that lets everyday customers earn points on fuel and in-store purchases. That's it for this week's RV and Camping News Roundup. If you got something out of this episode, hit the like button. If you want more like it, subscribe. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.